This is a download from BBC Radio 3 as part of our programmes of music and culture to mark the centenary of World War I. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Ferruccio Busoni, the Italian composer who lived in Berlin from 1894 pretty well until his death 3 decades later, was a card-carrying prophet of the future. In his writing and teaching, he did as much as anyone to expound a vision for a future of music, and Berlin was the perfect technopolis for Busoni's ambitions. The city teemed in the early 20th century. Its film industry, its factories, Siemens, AEG were all there, and its electricity. Berlin, which had exploded into a metropolis of 2 million people by 1914, doubling in size in just 30 years, was known as the City of Light, a place in which modernity pulsated, shone, and shimmered. Popular entertainments like Berlin's operettas thrilled an audience in technologically up-to-the-minute theatres, but experimental music flourished there too. Arnold Schoenberg's moon-mad song cycle, Pierrot Lunaire, became a calling card cause célèbre for the modernists. Stravinsky heard a performance here in 1912, and Busoni himself put on a performance of the piece at his home in 1913. Schoenberg was there, as was the French avant-gardist Edgar Varèse. So where, in all this electrified atmosphere of modernist experiment and social technological progress, does Busoni's own music sit? The two solo piano pieces that Busoni made in 1914 were revisions of pieces that he'd originally written in 1890, a Waffentanz and Friedenstanz. Uncanny music, this. Busoni's own experimentations were, on the face of it, more conservative than Schoenberg's or Varese's. But listen closely to these pieces and you'll hear warped mechanisms as little motives grind against each other with friction-inducing counterpoint appropriate for a war dance. And even the peace dance belies its moniker with energy, movement, and dissonance. Busoni's music plays a kind of brinkmanship with tradition, extending it to its limits without completely transgressing into the world of the new. It's a unique sound world for the time. Thank you for downloading this podcast from BBC Radio 3. We'll be adding more programmes marking the centenary of the First World War over the course of the year. For more information, please visit our website, bbc.co.uk/radio3.